Today FM and Husie, Ed and Erin's Mums and Bubs comedy gig.
Ladies and bubbers, welcome to such an exciting morning. We heard the story last week with Husie's good friend Arj. And yes, as Nat said on Sunrise, the nation was divided, but we were firmly in the camp of Mum and Bub. So welcome, big round of applause. We're so happy to have you here. Now, Husie is a comedian. I certainly am not, but I do like to start these events with a couple. Did you just look at your watch? That's so passive aggressive. Okay. So I'm only allowed to do one joke, and I'm going to do the long joke. It's the penguin joke, but it's quickish. Okay. Thank you. So this guy was driving along the street and he saw this woman walking along holding the hand or the fin of a penguin. And he slowed down and said, "What are you doing with that penguin?" And she said, "I'm taking it to the zoo." And the driver went, "Oh, well, fair enough." Penguin back to the zoo. Next day, he's driving down the same road. He sees the same woman with the penguin and he pulls over, slows down, puts a window down and says, "What are you doing? I thought you were going to the zoo." She said, "Yeah, now we're going to the movies." And why doesn't the queen wave with this hand? Because it's mine. Yeah. She's also dead.
Give it up, everyone, for Erin Molan. What a superstar. And Sienna. Give us a hand for Sienna as well. So many beautiful mums and babies here. I'm honoured to be here this morning doing my mum. This is the most mums I've had in a room with their babies, and I'm very happy to be here. I, guys, am a father of three children, so hello, how are you? Good on you. I know what it can be like. I don't know, the pregnancy can be tough though, can't it? Yes, and I made some mistakes during my wife's pregnancy. One mistake, she was wearing a singlet once when she was 8 months pregnant, and I said, "Puck, you look like a truck driver." That was the wrong thing to say. I didn't get to ride her 18-wheeler for quite a while after that. So that's where we're at. No, I can swear because the babies are too young to know, aren't they? Yes. She swears, does she? Yeah, all right. So she know the F-bomb already, does she? Yeah, right. Was her first word the F-bomb, was it? Anyway, so look, I know there's other things I can relate to. Remember my beautiful wife Holly was pregnant with our first child, Raph. And she was probably, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 months pregnant. We're lying in bed. And she said, she said to me, it was a question without notice. She said, "Do you know the pain of childbirth is 100 times worse than period pain?" That's what she said. Does anyone agree with that in the room? Yeah, all right, you agree with it. All right, but I didn't know how to connect to that. So I couldn't really empathise. So I said, sometimes I get my dick caught in my fly. So, look, we all suffer groinal pain. Anyway, so you like that one, didn't you? No, it's great to be here. I'm going to go through my comedy life with a child. Our son was our firstborn. He was an emergency Caesar. Anyone have a Caesar in the room? Yes. My son was sideways, and 15 years later, he still is. No, come on. No, he was. So emergency Caesar, I thought once you had a Caesar, I thought every bubba had to be a Caesar from that moment on, which I was pretty happy about as the father being able to book it in on a Monday morning or whenever. But no, my wife for our second baby said, "I want to have a natural birth." That's what she said. The term natural I don't like, but she said it. So who here has had a vaginal birth? Yeah? All right, good on you. All right, so she said she wanted to experience that and that was her right as a woman. I said, "You can't, honey. Once you've had a Caesar, you've got to, you know, continue to use the sunroof." She said, "No, it's called a VBAC." I said, "No, I think you'll find that's a Hyundai." No, it's not. It's vaginal birth after Caesar, which you probably know. I'm telling you things you already know. And I said, "All right, if you want to experience that pain, I'm here for you to follow you and watch you experience the pain." And she did experience the pain because we missed out on the epidural. Who here had an epidural? Yeah. All right. I'm going to say to any men watching this, or women, whatever. Yeah, no, everyone. If your partner's in the birthing suite and that doctor says, "Do you want to have the epidural?" You get your credit card out and you pay wave that shit, all right? So that's an investment worth making. You'll pay it off later if you have to. But our first baby, we missed the window of opportunity for the epidural because we'd had the laughing gas. Who had laughing gas during that? Yeah, all right. Any of your partners have the laughing gas as well? Yes, your partner had laughing gas. And did he enjoy it? He loved the laughing gas. So I loved it as well. And God, you might not know this about me, but I've been sober for 30 years. It's not an AA meeting, but I know you're all on champagne this morning. But I haven't drunk for a long time or had any drugs since 1992, before most of you were born. And so I'd not had any intoxicants. But my wife's in the labour suite, and it was going forever, and I didn't know how long it was going to go for. She had the laughing gas bong. All the medical people left the room. She said, "Do you want to have a go?" And I thought, here we go, why not? Let's make this a really special occasion. So I sucked on the laughing gas bong like I was listening to Nirvana back in 1992, and it got me high. And I was high as a kite on that laughing gas. Was your husband high as well? Yeah, great. But the problem was, the laughing gas didn't really dull my wife's pain at that moment, yes? Did the laughing gas help you when the baby came out?
No.
No. Oh, you had a C-section. So he was just on it for fun, was he? All right, so my wife was suffering crazy pain when our baby was born, Sadie. And I can tell, I was holding her hand. And because I was so high on the laughing gas, as she's screaming in agony, as Sadie's being dragged from her vagina, that was a bad time for me to get the giggles, I can tell you. But the more she screamed, the funnier I thought it was. Anyway, she broke three of my fingers that day. But guys, what can I say is the laughing gas doesn't beat the epidural. But our third baby, when the doctor said, "Do you want the epidural?" I said, "Yes." She wants it, I'll have one too. For our third baby though, that epidural became very handy because, I don't know if this happened to any of you, but when our baby Tess was born, the doctor looked at me, he looked at me and said, "I can't find the placenta." That's what he said to me. Like I was going to know where it was. I said, "Mate, where did you last see it? Can you ring it?" You can't ring the placenta, can you? No. He said, "I'm going to have to go back and have a look." I said, "Okay. What do you want me to do?" He said, "Nothing." He kept talking to me as he went back to have a look at the placenta, for the placenta. You know what that means, doesn't it? He put his hand back in and it went in deep and deep and deep. And it was confronting for me. He's chatting to me saying, "Your daughter's beautiful." I'm going, "Yep, can you finish what you're doing there?" I swear to God, he went past the elbow. He was going up to the shoulder. I'm like, "What's going on in there? You're going to need a snorkel soon." He said, "I think that's it." "No, that isn't." I said, "Yeah, I know why it isn't. That's her tongue, mate. You've gone too far." But anyway, he eventually found that placenta. And that was great. We named it Eric. No. Guys, you are the best audience I've ever had. I'm so proud of this gig. Honestly, I'm going to show this to my son. My son, who'd never seen me do stand-up comedy before last year, he's now 15. At the age of 14, he saw me do stand-up comedy for the first time. And afterwards, we're at home, and he goes, "Dad, I had no idea you could make people laugh like that." I said, "Didn't you? How do you reckon we got this house, dickhead? Do you reckon it was your mother's teacher's wage that got us across the line?" Shout out to all the teachers out there. So, no, you are the best girl I've ever had. And it's going to get easier for you. Your children are going to grow up. Shut up, mate. No, do not put that online. This is a great gig. These babies are having a great time. Hello. What's your name? What's his name?
Robert.
Oh, Robert. Robert? Good on you, Robert. How old are you, Robert? How old's Robert? He's 8 months old. Good on Robert. So he's going to have a... Good on Robert. Is this his first comedy gig? Yeah, good on you, Robert. So, Robert, are you... Oh, he's touching your boob now. That's Robert's right. That's his right.
Now, look away, though, if you want.
I am... What? Look, the fact is... Look, guys, I'm going to finish up soon. You've been one of the best crowds I've ever had. And I know that probably none of you are... There's probably not a lot of romantic lives happening at the moment. Is that fair to say? That's tough with babies, isn't it? It's tough. We're still, guys, I'm going to get a bit risque here. We're still having quiet sex 15 years after our first baby was born. My wife is like, they can never know what's happening. I'm like, they need to know. We were in the lounge room recently. My wife hugged me and my son said, "Get a room, that's disgusting." I said, "Guess what, mate? We've got a whole house. We can root wherever we want to." Maybe we'll do it right now. Show you how you entered this world. Anyway, so we've kept it quiet, though. We've kept it quiet. And my wife's very good at keeping it quiet, guys. I'm not so good at it. I'm happy every time. She's beautiful and I feel very lucky. It's like I've won Alpha Bucks every time she agrees to do it. She's very good at keeping it quiet, though. Really good. So good. Sometimes she's so good, I'm like, are you still awake? Is this still consensual? But we've also got an open door policy so the kids can turn up at any moment. One night recently, the room was dark, but we're in the middle of it, and then we hear from the side of the bed, I can't go to sleep. It was our 12-year-old. She said, what should I think about? I said, turn the light on, you'll have something to think about, but... Guys, my time is up. You are the best cut I've ever had. I think I've proved that you can have comedy with babies. Have we done it? Are we raising the roof? Enjoy the rest of your lives. There's a time when they'll leave the home and you'll miss them, I'm sure. Thank you. Thank you.